Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, from the Trailer Will and Frame text line, from the 281, three traits D'Amico wants. If he says tough, smart, dependable, I'm driving into a tree. Hopefully, he doesn't say that. Hopefully, you don't end up driving into a tree. Please, please don't get there. But I'm trusting you, Tyler. All right. You said this. He came in afterwards. I haven't even heard it yet. Came in during the break and said, well, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. So I'm trusting you here. Trusting you here. This is James Palmer talking about D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Texans, and what he values in a quarterback.
You mentioned his time in San Francisco. It's ironic that they're picking two and that the guy was Mr. Irrelevant a season ago, has a lot of the traits that he's looking for. It doesn't matter where you're picked, I guess. And the three of them are leadership, it factor, and experience. First, with leadership, D'Amico Ryans really values that from the quarterback position. You have to galvanize the entire locker room. You have to bring everybody together. You can do it in a variety of ways in D'Amico's mind, but you have to be able to bring the whole room together. When you talk to people during this draft process, Andrew, always the guys talk about it being a multiplier. Is your quarterback a multiplier? Does he bring everybody up around him? Then that it factor. He saw it with Brock Purdy. He said when he was running the scout team, when you're making guys like Fred Warner go, whoa, what was that throw? How did he squeeze that in there? How did he make that play? He said, you got to do that for your defensive guys, that they join you in what you can do and bring to the table as a quarterback. And then it's the experience factor. They love that Brock Purdy was a four-year starter in college and that both these guys, and Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, have played a lot of games, played in a lot of big stages. He doesn't want this guy coming in and feeling like it's too big for him. That's something that they do feel comfortable with both these guys. And you mentioned any size. He is comfortable with Bryce Young's size. It is not affecting him in any capacity in his evaluation of that quarterback.
What you think about that?
Well, I think since you don't want to say it, I will. I think that's a football horny clip of the day.
Is that send you there?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Does it send me there? I mean, good gosh, leadership, galvanize the locker room, multiplier, make the guys around you better, the it factor. I don't know if it has anything to do with the throw that you make that Palmer explained there. I don't know.
I was going to say, what's it mean by it factor?
It factor, you can't touch it. You don't know exactly what it is. That guys gravitate to you. Guys believe in you. Guys trust you. Guys follow you. In big moments, you just have a way of being cool, calm, and collected, and not getting overwhelmed. You're not intimidated by coaches or even star players. In this instance, he's talking about Brock Purdy, who was Mr. Irrelevant, rookie, last guy drafted in the draft, and he gets in there. He wasn't, he rose to the occasion. He didn't shrink in the moment of the playoffs. Gets right on the field with guys like Christian McCaffrey and guys like Debo Samuel, guys like Trent Williams, with Kyle Shanahan, one of the best offensive minds in the game, calling plays, acts like he's been there before. That's all the it factor. You can't get any more specific than of what it is. It's different in each person, but when they got it, they got it. And I don't think it has anything to do with one throw that Palmer actually alluded to there, but getting guys to believe in you from one perspective or another, he clearly has it. The experience, look, I think if you look at Brock Purdy, his experience, nobody's going to match that. I think he started 4 years at Iowa State. He played a bunch of college football.
Well, Bryce and CJ, played in a lot more bigger games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no question.
Bigger games and better competition than Brock did.
No question. I just think when you're talking about these guys, that they're leaning back into Bill Parcells, three-year starter or more is kind of one of his requirements for quarterbacks. Yeah. So none of these guys coming out this year have that necessarily, but they've got plenty of experience to at least check that box. So yeah, hell yeah, man. That's
what are the three traits again?
Leadership, it factor, and experience. Yes.
Like Bryce.
No question about it. I absolutely hate the
that sound like Brock Purdy.
Minimizing these three things in any way, shape, or form. And we so often do it because we're enamored with size and speed and arm strength and athletic ability and twitch and all these physical traits. And in reality, these are the ones that are absolutely required to be top-notch and win a bunch of ball games.
Yeah, because when I first heard him kind of pushing it back towards Brock Purdy, I got nervous. I was like, hold on, what's he talking about? I want to, like, to me, when I think about Brock, I want a caretaker. That's what I was thinking. But when he breaks it down, talks about Brock's leadership, I could see that from Brock Purdy. You've heard that around that locker room. He was well-liked. The it factor, like, I don't know what maybe there was a in-the-locker-room it factor with Brock. When I watch Brock play, I don't think it factor.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan or Lynch, or one of them was very vocal about, like, how the – even when he was on scout team, just like how the veterans kind of gravitated towards him and paid him mind, when in reality veterans don't do that for a backup third string quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant. There's some stories. There's a backstory behind the scenes that these coaches have talked about, and I believe there's even veterans that have told the stories about, like, Brock's just got that, he's got that it factor.
It seems. But like I said, when I'm listening to those traits, it seems like that matches Bryce to a T.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I'm not telling you a chance that it's going to happen. Like, when I think about it, like CJ, like that middle one, that it factor, like that's one I don't see with CJ. Like, on and off the field, just to, all right, man, he going to make a play.
Yeah.
Like, we believe he going to make that. When I think it factor, and I think it's determined of how you feel about it factor, because I think some people think about it factor as just guys around him, just kind of want to be around him. Like Tom has that it factor. But for me, like with Tom and Mahomes and Allen and all of the top quarterbacks, Rodgers.
Would you say Deshaun Watson had that it factor?
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.